It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Jimmy, did you have a boyhood hero in sports?
Cameron Henry Air.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
He's black.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Oh, gee.
I thought that was a drop.
And boom goes the dynamite.
If it were baseball, it would be Buntosaurus Rex.
Right. But if it's sexual, it's...
All right. Okay, we get it.
Hey, guys.
Move on.
Can we do some football, please?
What?
This ought to be fun.
Can we do some football, please?
In just a minute, you can do some football. You'll do football when we're done.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
With Eddie Sefko on the Mavs coming at 8:10, Razor Ray on the Stars coming at 8:50, and David Moore and the Cowboys coming at 9:30, it's time to see who screwed up at the ticket this week. Jared, do we have our normal three nominees?
Oh, we always have three nominees unless it's been a really lousy week. Then
okay,
we
now,
four or two.
We'll give you the three nominees, and then you with your calls get to vote. Okay, and Michael handle calls.
One of us will.
We got
on the
it.
Air, and we'll figure out who wins the e-break of the week. Okay,
that's right.
What's number one, Jer?
All right, our first contender for e-break this week is a friend of yours, Big Wave Dave.
Oh,
how about that?
The Norm Hitzke Show intern. His second week in a row, he's been up.
That's got to be a record.
That's got to be a sign we need to keep him off the air more. But, you know, Norm goes around the horn every day at the beginning of the show, and for some reason he decided to say hello to Big Wave Dave.
Can we agree right now, no more of that?
Well,
just stop saying hi to the interns.
Well,
you can say their name, but don't say it because then it's this awkward thing where they think that you're greenlighting them to say hi, and it's just awkward every single day.
Well, but it's nice to say hi. They work hard for us. Big Wave Dave's a terrific intern, but he has this 1 second on the air, okay, for the whole day.
Mm-hmm.
And what he wants to say is, very nicely, hello there.
And well, let's just play this, and we can hear what ended up coming out of his mouth hole.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
That's TC.
How are you, buddy?
He's good. Doing great.
And back is our intern, Big Wave Dave.
Can we point our gun at him?
Morning, David Lacey.
Hello there.
Dave's hard at work.
What was that?
Hey there. I got it confused.
What was that?
Say hello?
I tried to say hello and hey there, and it came out of her.
He's learned so much in his internship.
Yes.
How to talk is one.
Working under TC for 3 months.
It's like Ray Lewis, who played middle linebacker for the Ravens 15 years.
That was a long weekend. I don't know.
You literally get one word per day. That's if you're lucky, and you went with hello.
Yeah. All right. Good. I'm done.
So, give credit to Norm. He tried to fight through it, but we weren't going to let him.
So Mike and Jer.
Yeah, we ripped him.
Unmercifully for the rest of the day.
Of
every break comes out before we play with her. Dropping it everywhere for the rest of the show.
It will become exaggerated as the months go by. We know how it works.
Okay, Big Wave Dave is nominee number one.
All right, nominee number two comes to us from that Hardline show. And actually also from Intentional Grounding. But the culprit here is one Corbels Davidson.
Right.
They're doing a little crosstalk with Intentional Grounding, and they're discussing, you know, the Robert Wolanski, you know, Christmas Eve musical spectacular. And Corby makes a rather awkward implication about Wolanski's religious preferences.
So I heard today you're bringing back the Christmas spectacular.
Yeah, I heard I was taken aback by the promo this morning that it was already airing. Of course I'm going to do it. It's funny that things stuck around. Where how it began its existence is very odd.
You stated your disdain for Christ, and it went from there, right?
Glad you think that's hilarious. Nobody's laughing.
Oh, come on.
Snake.
Look, I don't like him, so I'll do a music show.
Now, that was awkward.
It's very
awkward.
You
seldom get multiple dead air awkwardness with no one. Was Reiner in studio?
Reiner, well, sometimes that's a question during that show.
Man, he washed his hands of that deal, mm-hmm. Totally.
Everybody just dropped their headphones, walked away from the mic, and just left Corby there flapping in the wind.
I mean, mm-hmm. Deuce.
So you're saying mocking the Savior during the holiday season is considered awkward, even at the ticket? Okay.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course. All right. Indeed.
Okay, Corbs is number two. Who's number three?
And our final contestant on E-Break today is, he's become a regular recently. He's one Thomas Charles Fleming.
TC.
Huh. Yeah, yesterday Bob and Dan were playing the 15 for 15 on, you know, that magical word, regonk. Mm-hmm. And, you know, TC doesn't really like that. He tries to distance from that. So he's in the ticker room. He's turned his headphones and the stereo down in there. And so
he doesn't have to hear it.
Doesn't have to hear it.
That is awesome.
Which, you know, that happens. But when they try to throw it to him for his tees and then his ticker, he's not really there.
Low price every day.
Head to your neighborhood Albert.
I'm Mason. Crossfade
Ticket
here.
Sports news now. Ticket ticker.
Where is he?
Just wait.
Where's TC? Where's TC?
Quiet, man.
This is weird.
Oh, sorry. What's up, guys? As is likely to be the case until Sunday, the Cowboys are still unsure about whether or not DeMarco Murray will play.
And finally, you know, he got his wheels back on and delivered a ticker after that.
So what was he doing again?
Just you know the whole regonk situation?
I do know that. I'm not faking it this time.
Well, Norm doesn't. We did a 15 for 15, like really breaking it down, and he's so angry at it that he can't stand to hear it. So he turned down all his microphone, his headphones, everything in there so he couldn't hear a thing because they played it the segment before that ticker.
Right.
And he made it through the whole segment, the whole commercial, the tease. But what are we doing in there? You got one job.
You pulled the Dan Rather and stormed off the set.
You are on the air.
He was there. He didn't storm off. He was in there. He just
idiotic.
Didn't know we were going to him until I'm sure somebody's in there waving, flapping their arms at him saying, hey, TC. We're back, or we're just letting them hang, you know? So we go around here.
Big Wave Dave with Herrera. Corby Davidson with his
shocking,
awkward religious discussion with
shocking
Lansky. And TC, turned the nowhere man Fleming, are the nominees. Okay, Mike, you ready to...
All right.
Do I punch these up?
No, you don't do anything.
That's good.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Dave and the Todd Marinovich of Grand Prairie Baseball, Mr. Alton Kaiser.
Huh, interesting.
We got Alton's
name on
the
Grand Prairie.
All right.
Hi, you're on sports.
I'd like to responsibly vote for TC's Regonk Tantrum.
TC's got a vote, yes.
All right. Hi, you're up.
Someone has to say something or it's not a radio show program.
That's correct.
TC vote?
Do you have a vote?
Yeah.
Okay.
The last guy.
Okay.
The last
That's
guy.
That's TC vote.
TC drops one more rung on the ladder.
Hi, you're on tickets. Up.
Natalie, I am right here.
Hey, Natalie, how's it going?
Good. Hey, I want to vote for Corby. Love you. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Thank you,
Natalie.
See you, Corby.
That's not. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hello.
Hello.
Herrera.
Jackalope's morning.
Morning.
Regonk, bitches.
Whoa.
Regonk, bitches.
Thank you. That's a TC vote.
I agree.
TC, yes.
Hi, you're on sports.
Herrera.
Vaginal size, morn.
Hi, you're on K-Ticket.
Hey.
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 Doom. Moon, Deucey.
Hey.
This is Stan and Dursky, Ruben's boss. Give me that Gentile Corby. Mazel.
Mazel back.
Wow. Hi, vote.
Am I on the radio?
Yes,
you are.
Give me B, WD, and Norm. I'm sad, hurt, broken, confused, and lost that you didn't do a segment on the Colorado State Bowl game. Crying.
Next week.
I think that was a Big Wave Dave vote.
Okay, Big Wave Dave. All right,
K-Ticket sports vote.
Yep. Am I here?
Yes.
I want to unvote for TC's the worst ticker ever.
Unvote.
I don't really vote.
Can't unvote, that's a vote.
I don't know what just happened there.
TC's on the brink.
I place vote.
What are you doing? You got one job. Just take the votes for the show. What are you doing? You got one job.
One job you got.
It's TC Fleming.
Yes,
it's a fifth for TC Fleming. Yay.
For TC Fleming.
Yes.
He does this.
Low price every day.
Head to your neighborhood Albert combination. Ticket Sports News now. Ticket Ticker.
So far, so good.
This is weird.
Oh, sorry. What's up, guys? As is likely to be the case until Sunday, the Cowboys are still unsure about whether or not DeMarco Murray will
play.
Oh,
what's up, guys?
You know, isn't the oh the best part of it?
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, what a day.
What's up, guys? T.C. Fleming gets our e-break of the week.
And that is T.C.'s third win for the year and his ninth all-time, which pushes him past the late, great Rich Phillips.
He's only been back 6 weeks or something.
Yeah, well.
Oh, man.
T.C.
He's made an impact in his short time back.
One does get the feeling he's going to be on this segment fairly regularly.
Ragonk, baby.
Ragonk.
Ragonk.
Eddie Sefko next.